USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Navy continues searching for a sailor who went missing from the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz during its patrol of the Northern Arabian Sea amid current tensions with Iran. The crew aboard the Nimitz sound the man overboard alert on Sunday after being unable to find the sailor aboard that nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. The Nimitz is America's oldest aircraft carrier in active service, and it has over 5,000 sailors and Marines. The Nimitz, whose home port is Bremerton, Washington, has been in the Arabian Sea since late July. It replaced the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, which had spent months in the Arabian Sea on its deployment that saw the carrier break the Navy's previous at-sea record. Navy officials continue to limit port calls during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Wildfires have now burned a record 2 million acres in California this year, and the danger for more destruction is so high, the U.S. Forest Service announced it's closing all 8 national forests in the southern half of the state. California is parched heading into the fall and what is normally the most dangerous time of the year for wildfires. Two of the 3 largest fires in state history are burning in the San Francisco Bay Area. More than 14,000 firefighters are battling those fires and dozens of others around California. An attorney representing Jacob Blake says Senator Kamala Harris' visit with the family was inspirational and uplifting. Attorney Ben Crump said Blake joined the conversation by phone from his hospital bed. Blake remains hospitalized after being shot in the back 7 times by a White Kenosha police officer while authorities were trying to arrest him. Crump says Harris talked about policy changes she and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will seek and encourage family members to continue to use their voices to help systemic racism. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The emotionally charged messages from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on quitting smoking have had major impacts, and John Clements reports.
The CDC analyzed data on the campaign's impact on quit attempts as well as sustained quits. The lead author of the so-called TIP study is Dr. Rebecca Murphy-Hafer.
You know, TIP is effective. Our new study results show that during 2012 through 2018, the TIPS campaign was associated with an estimated 16.4 million quit attempts and more than 1 million sustained quits among U.S. adults.
The TIPS campaign featured people like Susan Nimoy, the widow of Leonard Nimoy, best known for his role as Spock on Star Trek. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte pardoned a United States Marine convicted of killing a transgender woman in that country nearly 6 years ago, sparking condemnation from activists who described the move as a mockery of justice. Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton was jailed in 2015 for killing Jennifer Laud near a former U.S. Navy base. A trial court signed off on his early release for good conduct, but was blocked by an appeal from Laud's lawyers. Presidential spokesman Harry Roque said Duterte had erased the punishment, but the conviction of Pemberton stands. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.